On April 17, 2019, 150 million voters went to the polls in Indonesia. Now, 6 million workers were engaged at 800,000 polling stations. And when all was said and done, 272 of the workers had died, and more than 1,800 were ill. Now, reports indicated that the deaths and illnesses were fatigue-related. Workers had not only worked at the polling stations during the day, they had also worked all night, counting the ballots while enduring sweltering conditions. Now, while this may be an extreme example, it is illustrative of the workplace factors which can result not only in fatigue, but also in deaths. These factors can include continuous effort, lack of rest breaks, timely access to water and food, workload, stress, and environmental conditions. The election workers obviously had an excessive workload in that they had to hand count and record 150 million votes. This probably meant that they did not get rest breaks and may have had limited opportunities for water and food intake. Plus, they were working in sweltering conditions, which would increase dehydration and promote physical fatigue. Any workers with existing health conditions would have been even more vulnerable. Now, what about your workplace? If there was an emergency or an unexpected event, would you be able to ensure that all workers would not be overcome by fatigue in such a situation? Join me every day to learn more about sleep and work and how you can sleep better, feel better, and work better.